With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Catherine Sherwood, our militant grammarian. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. I've been tackling one of the things on my retirement list.
Oh?
I'm taking a Spanish class.
Ah.
At the Osher Lifetime Learning Institute.
Good for you. I need to take one, too.
Yeah. It's good. It reminds, I'm enjoying it, but it reminds me of one of my few regrets from childhood, and that is that I wasn't required in school to take Latin.
And that's a regret.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I would be so much further ahead in, I think, not only in vocabulary in Spanish, but also structure, I think.
Oh, I see what you're, yeah, mm-hmm, okay. Romantic mm-hmm. languages and yeah. the connections.
And then, of course, I went to law school, and it would really have been nice to know a lot of Latin then.
But. All right. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Well, thanks to a recent Grammar Planet posting, I realize I know more Latin than I thought, or at least some of the more common Latin phrases.
Okay.
So as often the case, Kyle, I find a list, you get a quiz.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so what does the Latin phrase ad hoc mean?
Ad hoc means temporary.
Kind of.
But not permanent or not...
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you are definitely. Okay. I'm just going to give it for this purpose only.
Oh, okay.
Which is
right.
What you were thinking.
Yes, yeah.
And as you were struggling, it suddenly dawned on me that we know these phrases, but nobody's ever asked us to tell them what that means.
Sure. I mean,
you could have put it in a sentence easily.
If we know that if you don't go to the meeting, you'll be put on an ad hoc committee.
Exactly.
If you're not there to say, I don't want to be on it,
exactly.
You will be. Right. Okay.
And that's, I think, how most people have heard it, ad hoc committee, that once the committee's work is done, the committee dissolves.
Right.
Sometimes.
It's like a sales tax.
There are like long, long ad hoc committees.
Right.
Okay, here's one we know from cinema. What does carpe diem mean?
Seize the day.
And why do we know that phrase?
Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. Yeah,
Robin Williams.
Got up on the desk and shouted it.
Right.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you about three factos.
Okay.
Three forms of facto.
I bet one of them is de facto.
It is, in fact, the first one.
Oh, okay.
But I learned from my research that although we use the word fact when defining Latin phrases that contain the word facto, fact doesn't actually capture the meaning of Latin. The root of the verb facere really means to do or to make.
Okay.
So, anyway. All right, de facto. What do you think de facto means?
I think de facto means the standard case or issue.
It means from the fact, according to fact. It's used to describe serving a function.
Right.
Or filling a role without being officially assigned.
Okay, yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where you were. A de facto leader of a group is someone who has not been officially designated a leader yet functions in that role. And we know a lot of those people.
Right.
In fact, I think I'm one of those people. Okay, what about ipso facto?
I have heard ipso facto. Mm-hmm. I've probably used ipso facto, but I don't know if I've ever used it seriously or correctly. What does ipso facto mean?
Okay, it's Latin for itself fact. In English, we use it as an adverb, meaning by that very fact. We use it when a conclusion can be derived from one fact, even though there are other facts that you might want to consider in making your decision about that.
Oh.
But one really kind of stands for it. So this, she feels that just because she's a gambler doesn't mean she is ipso facto a problem gambler.
Oh.
So you look at me, and this is who I was thinking of. just because I gamble, that's a fact about it.
Right.
Right. But that doesn't automatically mean I'm a problem. Okay, let's run through a few more quickly.
Okay.
Ergo.
Therefore.
There you go. Et cetera.
And so on.
Mm-hmm, and the others. Mea culpa.
I apologize.
my bad.
Right.
There were only two in the list that taught me something I didn't know.
All right.
Terra incognita.
Okay, let's try to do some forensics on this.
Uh-huh.
Terra, I always think of Earth or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So invisible to the blends in with the Earth?
Not quite. Incognito, that's what we would think.
Right.
But it's unknown land.
Oh.
So what I made up was learning more than the basic Latin phrases is terra incognita to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an area I have not explored.
Like that.
Yeah. And that one, I think, was pretty much brand new to me. I'm not sure I've ever heard that. But another one that I certainly heard, but I had a wrong impression of it, I thought the phrase, in flagrante delicto, what do you think that means?
I don't know.
You don't know that?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a wonderful phrase. I love it. It means getting caught doing something,
okay.
Right?
I was going to say it has a naughty connotation
for some reason. Yes, it does. Yeah, it's getting caught in the act of committing a crime. But I thought it meant getting caught, getting busy in the bedroom, and probably not your own bedroom.
So
that's what I thought.
But it means
no,
just
it's
a general
just getting caught committing a crime.
Bad stuff.
Or bad stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. Okay, a Latin phrase that was not on this list is one that we hear a lot today. Quid pro quo.
We do something for each other.
This for that. Yeah. Literally,
yeah.
This for that. In other words, what are you going to give me if I do that for you?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. And someday I want to talk about IE and EG.
Oh, God.
our military barbarian is Catherine Sherrills.